and this is in someone's carotid artery. It isn't natural. My name is John O'Looney. I'm a funeral director based in Milton Keynes. I've been a funeral director for 18 years. There isn't much I haven't seen. In 7 years of that, I worked for the coroner as well, so on body recovery. I've got a good idea of what is normal and what isn't. Back halfway through 2021, we had a 30-year-old man in who died suddenly, and his family wanted us to embalm him to make him presentable for a large number of people who wanted to pay their respects. And when we did that, we noticed that his arteries were actually quite significantly blocked with obstructions. So we grabbed a pair of tweezers and pulled that obstruction out, and we pulled a clot out of his femoral artery the full length of his leg. This stuff is like calamari. It's very rubbery, very strong, and this virtually filled his arteries. Have I ever seen anything like this before? No, in honesty. And it's young people. I've also got a BIE, British Institute of Embalmers member. He's full-time, he works for me, he's done 22 years. He's never seen anything like it either, and he's horrified. So I said, look, we're seeing an unprecedented number of young deaths coming through. They're not COVID. We're finding these unnatural clots. What is it?
John says these white rubbery clots started to appear about 6 months after the first COVID-19 vaccines were administered in the UK.
So these are an illustration of the clots that we pulled out of a gentleman today. The longest one has come from the ephemeral artery. The two smallest ones have come from the radial artery. And you can see these are not natural. These have come from inside the arteries.
Now, I'm becoming convinced we're dealing with a completely new disease. Let me show you what I mean here. Now, these are the white clots, for want of a better term, that are being taken out by embalmers during post-mortem. I'm just convinced of this now because I've seen so many pictures of these. This is just huge. Before 2020, the embalmers weren't seeing any.
Major Tom Haviland, a data analyst and retired major in the U.S. Air Force.
White fibrous clots that have been supplied by embalmers, and they're seeing these all around the world. Embalmers are seeing these clots, and they're seeing them actually in a high percentage of their corpses, unfortunately.
The appearance of these white clots coincides with an increase in the number of people dying.
The ONS figures, which tell us all there are over 100,000 sudden excess deaths in the last 12 months alone.
Official data from all around the world does show that more people are dying since the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines.
Sudden death among healthy working age people worldwide is skyrocketing. Here in America, it was up 40% during the third and fourth quarters of 2021.
It would appear we're still suffering from excess deaths of about 1,000 a week.
Add the two together, 2022 plus 2023, we get 101,903 excess deaths in the United Kingdom.
And I've seen the very raw figures, and they are quite worrying because there's excess deaths of the younger people going on. This excess death started and correlates with the vaccine program.
Government agencies have just out of nowhere decided, you know, excess deaths. Yeah, we know excess deaths. Do you know excess deaths? Yeah, we're going to calculate them in a different way now. It's complicated statistics, information, numbers, maths. They're all very subjective concepts. This new way that you're going to calculate excess deaths, is it, this is just a shot in the dark, which is what you've ironically been giving all of us. Is it going to make the number of excess deaths lower? Oh, yeah, it is. That's interesting.
How can you stand over the coffin of a 30-year-old man and watch his women and his missus and his kids crying their heart out, knowing what's happened, and saying nothing? I can't do it. I can't do it. Not even once.
كمان نزل مدير الكرة بيبعد العدد الكبير اللي موجود منهم كورتين مع أحمد عاطف كانوا ممكن يعملوا مشكلة لنادي الاتحاد. أحمد رفعت سلامات يا رفعت يا ساتر سلامات يا أحمد يا رفعت إن شاء الله بإذن الله أحمد رفعت نطمن عليه.
Ahí va la ambulancia llevando al chico de Estudiantes.
Collapses and falls back.